Wyoming has been producing oil for more than 100 years, which means the state has a lot of mature oil fields, fields that stopped producing a long time ago. Since its founding in 2004, the Enhanced Oil Recovery Institute has been working to get those fields back into production using innovative techniques for recovering the oil. Now, the institute has some new equipment that it hopes will improve its existing capabilities and encourage more investment in the approach. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports.
A typical oil well only flows for a couple of years, maybe a decade. After it stops flowing naturally, companies often inject water to increase the reservoir pressure and get more oil out. But even with that, only 20 to 30% is recovered. David Moorbacher says that's where his institute's techniques come into play.
The oil is trapped in the rocks, a lot like oil and grease gets trapped in your clothes. So these technologies are like detergent.
The detergent is typically either carbon dioxide or chemicals or both. Moorbacher says using those, companies can recover at least another 10% of the oil, roughly equivalent to the amount of oil produced in each of the previous stages. That adds up to quite a bit of crude.
Wyoming produced close to 120 million barrels of oil a year in the early 1980s. Currently, we're producing about half that amount, 60 million barrels of oil. 12% of that production comes from enhanced oil recovery.
But the enhanced oil recovery process isn't as simple as just going out and pumping a bunch of carbon dioxide down a well. Every reservoir is different, and figuring out how to get the oil out of any particular one requires some experimentation. Moorbacher says the Institute's new facilities at the University of Wyoming's Energy Innovation Center will help with that. In addition to a shiny new workspace, the lab has over $1 million of new, highly specialized equipment.
We've added machines that help us analyze oil, water, and rock, and determine how effective some of our advanced technology might be in the field.
Sheena Shi manages the lab, and she's eager to show off her new toys, starting with a machine called the Slim Tube.
Those are 60 feet of coil. Inside it's glass beads, and we put oil in it, added the pressure and the temperature to simulate the reservoir.
Then they add carbon dioxide until the oil starts flowing. She says knowing exactly how much gas they need to pump into the reservoir saves companies a lot of time and money. That's not the only reason to do testing in the lab, though. She says injecting the wrong chemicals or fluids down a well can be ineffective at best and ruinous at worst. For example, injecting water into a clay-rich formation can close the pores in the rock, effectively sealing off the oil.
That's called formation damage. So this type of tests, you can test in the laboratory.
The Institute had the capacity to do those tests before, but she says the new equipment is much more precise.
The older ones we had, you know, it's just we made ourselves before, and so not as accurate. And without those, it's going to be very money-consuming, time-consuming.
Most small oil companies, like many of those operating in Wyoming, wouldn't have access to the equipment, homemade or otherwise, without the Institute's lab. Moorbacher, the director, says that makes it all the more important as industry shifts to more complex techniques for recovering oil.
With the number of mature fields in Wyoming, you ask what the potential impact could be. And I'll go back to real round numbers, but 1 to 2 billion barrels of incremental oil, which is a lot of oil considering Wyoming's only produced 8 billion in the history of the oil business in the state.
In other words, enhanced oil recovery is only getting started, and here in Wyoming, the Institute is hoping to be at the center of it. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Joyce.